1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News reporting, Vice President Kamala Harris has secured sufficient non-binding commitments to become the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. Endorsements keep coming in, including New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who warns of impending Republican attacks.
It's going to be very important that I think we brace ourselves for some of the unfair, misogynistic, and racial undertones.
Harris campaigns in Milwaukee on Tuesday. Campaigning in Ohio, Trump running mate J.D. Vance called President Biden a quitter, his word, and said Harris was a liar and a million times worse than Biden. We learned of the July 6th death of Tessie Prevost Williams, one of the New Orleans Four who helped integrate New Orleans public schools on November 14th of 1960, walking past groups of white people who spit, cursed, and threw rocks at them. Funeral services set for Saturday. Tessie Prevost Williams was 69. This is ABC News. It was not a good day for Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle testifying before Congress about the attempt on former President Trump's life. The top Republican and Democrat on the Oversight Committee sent a joint letter demanding her resignation.
The Secret Service Director says her agency was told of a suspicious person at the Trump rally anywhere from 2 to 5 times before the shooting. But Kimberly Cheadle said agents were never told of a threat.
If the detail had been past information that there was a threat, the detail would never have brought the former president out onto stage.
Members of both parties demanding answers that Cheadle couldn't provide. House Oversight Chairman James Comer.
Americans demand accountability.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
She played Jade Fox, who attacked with poison needles in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Her family says Chinese-born actress Chang Pei-Pei has died from an illness similar to Parkinson's disease. Chang Pei-Pei was 78 years old when she passed. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project on Project 2025.
Donald Trump, Mr. Vance, when you say mass deportation, what do those words actually mean? Tell me how you're going to identify those people. Tell me where you're going to put those people. Something like a mass deportation suddenly becomes a massive forced roundup of people who maybe have been here 6 months and maybe have been here 60 years.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
In news, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin enthusiastically endorsed Kamala Harris on Monday, now that she's the frontrunner for the Democratic ticket. Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, said Harris is the candidate best positioned to defeat Donald Trump.
Vice President Harris is a powerhouse debater and communicator, and we've seen that all the way through her political career. She's able to bring a spotlight to the essential issues and draw the essential contrast that will ensure that we can win this election.
Wickler described Biden's resignation as a reset that gives Democrats the upper hand in the upcoming election. Wisconsin was ranked first in the nation for hourly earnings growth in February, March, and May, and second in the nation in April. Just last month, Wisconsin reached record high employment numbers. Governor Tony Evers said Monday that Wisconsinites are clearly working hard as the economy continues to show positive growth. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers open training camp without Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held their first practice of training camp today, but with Jordan Love watching, not participating. What's the status of his contract talks with the team? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think it was Saturday night. You know, they kind of informed us that until we get something done that he would not practice. So unless something gets done here pretty soon, he will not be practicing. This is something we're all working on, and we certainly understand where he's coming from. We'd like him to be out there. But as of now, until we get that resolved, you know, he will not be practicing.
Baseball. The Brewers at Wrigley Field will open a 3-game series tonight against the Cubs. Craig Counsell not happy with a reporter's question about Christopher Morel.
Looked like he was swinging for the leg there. I don't know. What do you think about some of those?
Come on, Jesse. Come on. That's your comment?
Well, yeah, I'm wondering about that.
I think that's a bad take.
Why?
That's a bad take. He's swinging for the lake. That's a bad take.
Why is that? Why is that a bad
take? He's having a good at-bat trying to hit the ball hard. It didn't work. The pitcher made a good pitch. He made an out.
That's Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms in the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, light southwest winds, and lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, we'll see showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, a little haze in the sky as well, highs in the upper 70s. Currently 71 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Your phone calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome, to the second hour of our program. Just a reminder, the third hour of our program is going to be Congressman Ro Khanna, internet gods willing, for the full hour, taking your calls, a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Just, you know, if you want to talk to him instead of me, just FYI, just so you know. Also, Trump and J.D. Vance tell Jesse Waters that this is a coup and we need to invoke the 25th Amendment. They're full-on hysterical. The Heritage Foundation is talking about all the money that they're going to commit to fighting Kamala Harris being at the top of the ticket in state after state. I'm not buying it. John Heilman is talking about how Trump picked J.D. Vance because he believed he was going to run against Biden, period. And in fact, by the way, Trump is whining about this over on his Nazi-infested social media site last night, about, I spent millions of dollars getting ready to go against Joe Biden. This isn't fair. You know, yeah, okay, Donnie, you know, I can just see him sitting there in his diaper, you know, waving his fists around. It's not fair. Yeah. All right. He's got nothing but insults. And his most recent rally was just bizarre. I've got a whole bunch of quotes from it, but I'm not going to inflict them on you. The Lincoln Project just came out with their first ad. It's called Warrior. And I'm just going to play about 15 seconds of the audio here. If Sean, you can pull this out of my computer. Tell me when you're ready. Okay. All right. Here it is. This is from the Lincoln Project.
Vice President Kamala Harris is ready, experienced, and as a tough prosecutor, Kamala Harris dealt with men like Trump all the time. Rapists, con men, frauds, criminals. She's used to guys like Trump, used to putting them in their place.
And it goes on from there. So, rapist, con men, criminals. And that literally is the description of Donald Trump, according to juries of his peers. He has been convicted of being a con man. You know, in the Trump University case, he was convicted of being, convicted is the wrong word, adjudicated, for all the legal beagles out there. A rapist, essentially, you know, having defamed, and then the judge said, you know, by common understanding of the word rape, yes, that's what we found he had done, or words to that effect. In the case of E. Jean Carroll, and then you've got, you know, the business fraud, insurance fraud, tax fraud, real estate fraud. I mean, it just goes on and on and on that he has already been found guilty of. So, where is it going to go? I don't know. So far, there are almost 4,000 delegates to the Democratic convention where the party's nominee will be ratified or certified or coronated or whatever word you want to use. I'm not sure what they call it. I will be there, by the way. We will be broadcasting live from the DNC. Biden already has more than 3,800 of those 4,000, which is basically all you need. I mean, you know, you need 1,986 delegates to lock up the nomination. And as of midnight last night, I haven't seen any more recent reports, but yesterday state delegations started coming out and saying, yep, we're giving them all to Kamala Harris. They were having Zoom calls and voting. Tennessee, 77, they were the first. 77 delegates for Kamala Harris. South Carolina, 55 delegates for Kamala Harris. North Carolina, 168 delegates for Kamala Harris. New Hampshire, 25 delegates. Florida, 224 delegates. Louisiana, 48 delegates. So the Harris ticket is rolling right along. And the Republicans are just, they've just gone bat guano nuts about this, and they don't know what to do about it. I mean, she, you know, you've got a sex crimes prosecutor versus a rapist. What? How do you deal with that? You know, other than insulting, right? Talking about, oh, I don't like the way she talks. I don't like the way she laughs. Oh, look at that. She's a woman. Oh, look at the color of her skin. You know, it's, that's not going to help them. I really think they are SOL. They are in a world of hurt. The Republicans, and I think that, I mean, we don't have any polling yet. We won't really have any meaningful polling for probably a week or two. But I think this race has completely turned around, and I think the Republicans are in deep trouble. So, what's on your mind? Babs in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Babs, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I am so excited I could scream.
Yeah.
I have not felt this energized since Obama.
Yeah, me too.
I was so proud when he was elected. And anyway, I'm so excited. I keep repeating myself. So I called in because of the vice presidential idea. And at first I was going to say Eric Swalwell, but I didn't realize that he was from California. So right. That would not work out. You know,
he's also a congressman. And I think that governors having governed, you know, have a whole lot more cred when it comes for running for president. Most of your presidential nominees who've been real successful, I mean, John Kennedy was a senator, but he was not a member of the House. I think the only member of the House who ever became president was John Quincy Adams, although I could be wrong, but my recollection is that's the case. Usually it's either senators or governors, and more often than not, governors.
Well, my second choice is a representative also, and I think that he's brilliant. Mm-hmm. And it's Jared Moskowitz from Florida.
Hmm.
And have you ever seen, he was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, he takes it to them in the House, yeah.
Yes, when he challenged, what's his name, Jim Jordan?
Yep.
In the impeachment, nonsense. And he kept saying, hey, you go and, you know, stop this. I go ahead and put in the whatever it's called, and I will second it. Do you remember that?
I do.
He challenged them.
I've seen numerous clips. I mean, Moskowitz clips taking down Republicans are like, you know,
yes.
They're all over social media. So you're right. He's really good. I think that those folks, Swalwell and Moskowitz, and there's a bunch of others, you know, Jamie Raskin as well, members of the House of Representatives. There's a couple of women who are I'm brain farting on her name, the black woman from Tennessee, who Jasmine Crockett.
Right.
She, yes. who took down Marjorie Taylor Greene. There are some just extraordinary people in the House of Representatives who will be great surrogates for this campaign, and they need to, you know, and they will be, I'm sure, getting out there and making their voices heard. But in terms of the nominee, I would be surprised if it's not a governor. And I've heard, I mean, one of the things that has apparently leaked is that Mr. Shapiro. Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, the governor of Pennsylvania, has already been vetted. Now, whether that was part of, you know, some process that the Biden administration did a while ago, or whether that's some new thing, I don't know. I've heard a rumor that Andy Beshear has also been vetted. But, you know, it's I believe that by the end of this week, we are going to have... she's going to have enough delegates to have walked away with this thing, and they will have held a Zoom vote so that Ohio and Alabama can shut up about the ballots. and that we will know who the vice presidential candidate will be. We'll see. Babs, I got to run, but thanks for the call. It's great to hear from you. Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Picking up your calls here. It's 14 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in just a moment. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, with two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report. Heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 a.m. Oshkosh.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to dispel a credit myth. A NerdWallet survey found that more than 46% of Americans think that carrying a monthly balance on your credit card helps your credit score. This is so not true. Carrying a monthly balance on your credit card does not help your credit score. Here's what does. Number one, use credit cards. Number two, don't charge more than 30% of your credit limit in any given month. Number three, pay the card off on time and in full every month. That will help you get a good to great credit score. Carrying a small balance won't hurt your score if you're paying the minimum every month. But by carrying a balance, you're also going to be paying a lot in interest. And that is why this is a myth that credit card companies don't work too hard to dispel, because it makes them some money. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, slow them down. Even high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and so-called organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and dogs love the taste. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, go nuts for this stuff. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats that dogs just love. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply.
You see the world around you. It's changing every day. Frustration in your heart and you don't know what to say. You feel the weight of anger, the heaviness of fear. But there's a way to make a change. The path is crystal clear. Don't just sit there waiting for the tide to turn. Rise up and take your stand. Let your passion burn. Don't get mad, get involved, let your voice be heard. Stand up, speak out, change the world with every word. From the ballots to the streets, in every way you can. Together we can shape the future, every woman, every man.
21 minutes past the hour, welcome back. Pauline in Los Angeles. Hey, Pauline, what's on your mind today? Pauline,
hello.
Oh, there you are.
Hold on. Can you hear me?
I can, just fine.
Okay. I wanted to suggest just what that other gentleman before me had suggested. My thoughts were for Mark Kelly.
For vice president.
And I really liked his idea about, for vice president. I liked his idea about Sheldon Whitehouse too, but I think that Mark Kelly provides, because of the shooting that happened in Philadelphia and Trump that's going to milk that as much as he can, I think it brings up some of the biggest topics that we have to deal with in our politics in our nation, which is, aside from neo-fascism, is also gun violence.
Yeah.
And Mark Kelly, I don't know as much about his politics either, but I know he's a team player, and that his politics probably align a great deal with his wife, Gabby, and that because of what happened to her, how many years ago? Like over 10 years ago?
A decade, yeah, at least.
Yeah, I think that they are very well connected to the anti-gun violence movement, which is, you know, always going to be gaining more and more steam as, you know, Americans are just gunned down needlessly because of easy access to guns.
Yeah, or 50,000 a year.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of women, a lot of mothers, especially, who are very passionate about this. People are scared to send their children to school. And so you're going to have, along with the women's support for Kamala Harris, but you're going to have a lot of women's support for this issue because, you know, it's crucial. Mm-hmm. And he is going to be at the front running of that topic because it's his life experience. That it's affected him. He's also a victim of it because of what happened to his wife.
Yep.
So I think that these are important issues to Americans, especially women, middle-class women, mothers, families. And so I think he would be really good to counter this argument that the Trump campaign is going to try to use the shooting that happened with them as a political shooting.
That's interesting. Yeah, it could defang
the issue.
It could defang Trump and his whole martyr routine. That's interesting. Pauline, thank you. Thank you.
And Mark Kelly is really intelligent too. I mean, he was an astronaut. And so people are going to he's got some recognition based on just that. So that the idea that he couldn't handle you know, pressures and stuff. I mean, come on.
Okay,
like, he's going to win over a lot of
people. So far, we have two votes for Mark Kelly. Pauline, I got to run, but thank you. Thank you very much. Tim in Hazel, Texas. Tim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling to kind of transmit an advocacy that I heard on Texas Paul. Do you ever listen to him?
I'm not sure.
Okay, anyway, he had the idea that General Eric Smith, commander of the Marine Corps, would be an excellent candidate because he's politically neutral, but he's, you know, he's against all the Russia and the Trump military.
So he'd be kind of a Dwight Eisenhower candidate?
Yeah, he's a, you know, he'd be a heavy addition to, let's call it a campaign theme of law and order to crime and punishment.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's, you know, I hadn't considered that, but thank you. That was a good one. Robert in Modesto, your thoughts.
Yeah, I'll keep this short. First, I want to say I love the music that you're playing in the breaks. It's really great.
Oh, thank you.
Second, I'd like to throw in a name that's not been mentioned but would be a great contrast to Vance, Tammy Duckworth. And I'll leave it right there. Thanks for your time.
Okay, yeah, she's
Have
a great senator. And she she's from Wisconsin, right?
A great contrast, especially like with his what Trump's losers and suckers thing.
Yeah,
I mean
she left her legs on the ground in Iraq, wasn't it, or Afghanistan?
Yeah, she didn't put a big old Band-Aid on it either.
Yeah, and she never played the martyr game either. I mean, she just, you know, picked herself up.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah.
Oh, and she checked so many boxes. I mean, other than that, she's coming from the House. I mean, and woman, you know, war hero.
No, she's
Midwest,
in the Senate. Oh. She's not in the House. She's in the Senate.
Oh, she is. Oh, yeah, that's right. So
and
there's another box.
And
check.
She's had two. She's had two, maybe three. I think it was two children by in vitro fertilization, IVF. And you got J.D. Vance, who wants to outlaw
IVF. I hadn't even thought of
IVF.
That. I hadn't even thought of that. She would be a powerhouse combination.
I mean, J.D. Vance wants local police departments to have the power to monitor women's menstrual cycles. I'm not making this up. You can look it up.
Wasn't he a Marine Corps reporter?
J.D. Vance? No.
He claimed to be a Marine Corps. I heard
No, he was in the military. He was in the Marine Corps. I thought he was a JAG officer. I'd have to look it up. I'm sorry.
I think it was Malcolm Knapp who said that he was a reporter.
He had essentially a white collar job in the military. Robert, I got to run. Thank you for the call. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News reporting Vice President Kamala Harris has secured sufficient non-binding commitments to become the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. Endorsements keep coming in, including New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who warns of impending Republican attacks.
It's going to be very important that I think we brace ourselves for some of the unfair, misogynistic, and racial undertones.
Harris campaigns in Milwaukee on Tuesday. Campaigning in Ohio, Trump running mate J.D. Vance called President Biden a quitter, his word, and said Harris was a liar and a million times worse than Biden. We learned of the July 6th death of Tessie Prevost Williams, one of the New Orleans Four who helped integrate New Orleans public schools on November 14th of 1960, walking past groups of white people who spit, cursed, and threw rocks at them. Funeral services set for Saturday. Tessie Prevost Williams was 69. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will be the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee when she comes to Milwaukee Tuesday. On Monday, she praised President Biden, who dropped out of the race Sunday.
Every day, our President Joe Biden fights for the American people, and we are deeply, deeply grateful for his service to our nation.
That's Harris speaking at the White House. Wildfires are raging in western Canada again this summer, sending smoke back to Wisconsin. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, smoke is widespread in the Midwest and Great Lakes area, but the smoke is hanging thousands of feet in the air. Air quality warnings in Wisconsin could change over the next few days as the smoke lowers. Ongoing fires in Canada are expected to grow over the next week as hot, dry conditions persist. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Brendan Fraser likes Ike and will portray him in a new film called Pressure. The film tells the story of the D-Day invasion where troops storm the beaches at Normandy. The Oscar-winning actor portrays the Supreme Allied Commander Eisenhower. Variety reports that Ripley star Andrew Scott will portray Britain's chief meteorological officer, James Stagg. Stagg informed Eisenhower of weather conditions that were crucial to the Normandy invasion. The project is in the early stages of pre-production. The Simpsons have done it again. The New York Post reports that in an episode from the year 2000 called Bart to the Future, Lisa Simpson becomes the first female president of the United States. In the episode, she is wearing the exact same outfit that Kamala Harris wore during the 2021 inauguration, right down to the pearl necklace and earrings. Simpsons writer Al Jean posted a picture of Lisa next to Harris in their matching outfits. Let's see if life will imitate art. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms in the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, light southwest winds, and lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, we'll see showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, a little haze in the sky as well, highs in the upper 70s. Currently 71 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This whole week, I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabidada? Or Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dabba Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
That's what we can do, Johnny. We can start
a new mafia. You're the Italian. I could act.
You're the accountant.
I could
You're
act.
You're the whole thing.
I'd like to do more than accounting, but
no, yeah. I know, but you know what I mean? Well, that's just the...
Okay.
But if I say the accountant,
Todd
it's
would
like,
be
that like, sounds like a good name.
Jim, you could run the east side, okay?
Yeah, that's right. I'll take the east side.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for a very special Devil's Advocates. We've got Kamala Harris in Milwaukee, the presumptive Democratic nominee. Devil's Advocates. This is history.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of superberine plus 15% off. Just go to superberine.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's superberine.com. Superberine.com. And that code is Tom, T-H-O-M.
In a world so divided, where we stand apart, it's time to join our hands and open up our hearts. Let's break down the barriers, let's tear down the walls. For the greater good, we'll answer the call. Let's get together for a brighter day. Everyone deserves a chance in every single way. Healthcare,
food, it's 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Sarah in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Hey, Sarah, what's on your mind today?
Well, first off, I need to give you a correction.
Okay.
Jasmine Crockett is from Texas.
She's from Texas. Oh, thank you so much for that. I must be mixing her up with somebody else. Okay, thank
you.
Well,
Tennessee would be lucky to have somebody like her, I tell you what.
I guess so.
When she came up with the bleach blonde, bad built butch body.
Right.
A fella named Tennessee Brando wrote a song about it.
Oh.
It's hilarious. But I called to give you my two names for vice president.
Okay.
I don't know if they have higher political aspirations, and I hope they do. My first one would be Stacey Abrams.
She's an extraordinary woman.
I love her. The first time I heard her speak, I said, I want her. She ought to run for higher office.
Yeah.
My second pick would be Representative Justin Jones.
Hmm. Okay. He's good. He's outspoken. He's smart. He's a good guy.
Well, I've been sitting here listening, and so many great names: Mark Kelly, mm-hmm. Sheldon Whitehouse, Tammy Duckworth.
Yeah.
Oh man, they're all awesome.
A lot of options. That's the thing. The Republican Party. You've got grifters, and you got people like Jim Jordan who shout a lot, and you got sex predators like Donald Trump and Matt Gaetz, but they don't have any statesmen. I mean, Mitt Romney is kind of the last of the Republican statesmen, and he's on his way out. He's not even running for re-election. They've just got a bunch of mostly angry white men. And the Democratic Party has such a great bench, such a great lineup of potential people for higher office and people holding office right now who are doing such a great job. Sarah, thank you. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us. Appreciate it. Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'll tell you who's a terrific statesman, and that is Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
Absolutely statesman. He's vetted. He's already got name recognition.
Yep.
She's already worked with him.
Yep.
So she's familiar with his abilities, which have been terrific. He's experienced as a campaigner. He campaigned for president.
Yep.
Let's see. He's demonstrated job excellence. I wrote a bunch down here as transportation secretary.
Yep.
And he's not afraid to take a confrontation whatsoever. I remember in Indiana where he was mayor, there was a whole bunch of people upset about something. I think it was water or something, electric. I don't remember. Some public utility. And he walked right out on the streets and stood there until every last one was done and answered every. And they were angry and answered everybody calm. He's got a quiet charisma.
Yep.
No problem. He calmly can deliver truthful, well-researched zingers.
Yeah.
On the spot.
Yeah, and he shows up on Fox News a lot, you know. And in fact, the last couple of days, he's been out there quite a bit. He may be kind of campaigning for the job. I'd vote for him in a heartbeat. I love Pete Buttigieg.
Me too, and I've got a couple more things. Exceptional public speaker, extreme truthfulness and loyalty to the truth, quiet competence just like Biden. Does not want the limelight, but he won't run from it.
You're still talking about Pete?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful example of a dedicated adoptive parent of two and a partner that Americans can relate to.
Yep.
Absolutely top-notch common sense. Stand firm on rights for equality for everyone. So the people, the minorities they've been attacking, he's got got the ammunition for that one.
Yep, and he's a military veteran.
Absolutely, stand fast, passion for those that have been mistreated or left behind, and highly, highly relatable to everyone. There's my list.
There you go. Well, that's a great list, Carol.
And already name recognition.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you mentioned that. Yep, I'm with you. Carol, thank you. That's a good one. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Tom, thanks. Well, I just wanted to express my sympathy and admiration for Joe Biden.
I agree.
I would have voted for him.
Me too.
But I'm what used to be called a yellow dog Democrat. Now it's even if he was drooling, I'd vote for him.
Yeah, I'd vote for a yellow dog before I'd vote for a Republican. In other words.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I recognize he bowed to reality and politics the way it is now. I'm old enough to remember the Kennedy-Nixon TV debate, which, correct me if I'm wrong, that could have been the first presidential debate on TV.
It was. It was the first one of the modern era.
Yeah, okay. I remember people saying that, who listened on the radio, said they thought that Nixon won, but if you watched TV, it was Kennedy. Kennedy, who because of his image.
Yeah, and Nixon looked shifty, and he had a 5 o'clock shadow, and his eyes were darting back and forth, and he was sweating. He just didn't look good on television.
Well, I think the other thing is, as David Halberstam explained, I think in The Powers That Be, he had made this promise to campaign in all 50 states, and he had just come back from a campaign in Alaska. And apparently, he coming into the studio, he banged his knee. So he was in pain, and then he was offered the chance to get makeup, and he thought, well, I'm not going to get makeup. They're going to say Nixon is a sissy. But of course, Kennedy was tanned. The makeup is to basically make you look better on TV, and Kennedy was young and commanding. And the other reality, unfortunately, is Citizens United now. So donors can rule, which makes me, a little bit angry that
it should make us all a lot
threatening.
Angry, actually,
yeah, should have so much power. But that's the way, unfortunately, that thanks to the extreme Supreme Court and Citizens United, that's the way things have to work now. Unless you can figure out a way to win without money, you have to.
Well, that's why we really needed to have the H.R. 1, the For the People Act. That passed the House and got 51 votes in the Senate, but it ran into a Republican filibuster.
With a provision that it would be not reviewed, it was not reviewable by the Supreme Court, I understand Congress can do.
They can, yeah. In fact, the Patriot Act has court stripping language in it. So, they not only can do it, they have done it. John, great stuff. Thank you very much for that. Gary in Monroe, Georgia. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind today? Say that again?
Can you hear me, Tom? I'm sorry.
Now I can, yes.
Okay, let me try now. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine. Go ahead, Gary. What's up? Apparently, Gary can't hear me. I'm going to put Gary on hold here, and Louise, you can. He's on line three. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, what's up?
I want to throw a new name out there. Jason Crow, who is a veteran. He protected those congresswomen on January 6th. He's also from Madison, Wisconsin.
He's a congressman, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a patriot. He's from Madison, Wisconsin, although he's a congressman from Colorado, but I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm. So you think he might even be able to bring Wisconsin along just because that's where he grew up? Or
possibly, yeah. And he's well-spoken. He protected those women on January 6th so he could speak about January 6th mm-hmm. and what happened that day I think pretty clearly.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. We're getting some great names here. Mark, thank you very much for that. David in Clearwater, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, how are you, Tom? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, just fine.
Okay, Jim Webb is the name that I would toss out.
Really? Why?
Jim was a senator from Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
He ran advertising that he would stay one term. At the end of one term, everybody asked him to get back in. He said, no, I said I was staying one term. That's it. That's what the Constitution set up for.
Mm-hmm.
He was a reporter in war zone in Afghanistan, I think. He was also an officer in the Navy. He was vetted, I believe, for Obama.
Yeah. Now, president. Maybe I'm missing something here, David. But didn't they name a telescope after him? And isn't that because he died? Or am I thinking of something?
Yeah. He lives in Ponce River, and I'm fairly sure he did not die.
Oh, okay. All right. Huh. Interesting.
Check him out. Anyway, yeah. he was there, and he did not take the bait. Otherwise, he would probably be the president.
Yeah,
but apparently he. I'm not from Virginia, and the only reason I came across him was because I belong to an organization called READ, which is LEAP, which is Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It was retired police officers to
decriminalize pot.
Modify the drug laws.
Yeah,
I'm and.
We've had people from
everything
from
they've got going
on this program,
state by state.
Yep.
But he impressed me,
yeah.
And that was the name that I wanted to toss out. Other
good
than
one.
That, I'm too old to know anybody.
Okay, David, thank you. It was a good one. I appreciate the call. Kathy in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hey, Kathy, your thoughts?
Well, I have a couple of thoughts. First of all, our governor just endorsed Kamala Harris, so that's always a good thing.
Okay.
The second is, and asked for contributions.
Mm-hmm.
The second is that I have the same fears about Kamala Harris that I had about Barack Obama, that the racists are going to come out of the woodwork, and they are more lethal now than they were during the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Plus, there's now sexist. I fear for her life, frankly.
Mm.
That means to me that she has to have a vice president who people would like less to have in power than her. And so, and I know this is not going to happen, I'm not stupid, but hear me out. I would vote for Mark Pocan, and here's why. He's from an unimpeachably blue district. There isn't a chance in God's name that a Republican is going to ever win that district, and I think that's important. We have to keep the Senate and the House.
Yeah.
And he's gay, and I don't think that people will want a gay man in power. And he's more liberal than Kamala Harris, progressive.
Yeah, I'd love to see a progressive as a VP. Kathy, thank you. And Mark, of course, is a regular on this program. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Picking up your calls, just a reminder, in the next hour, Congressman Ro Khanna will be with us for the entire hour. Stay tuned.
Hey! How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. But I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's cubes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system. They slow your dog down. High amounts can even be connected to cancer. And it's tricky because even so-called healthy and so-called organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, go crazy for this stuff. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their cod skin treats that dogs just love. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or vary. Text fees may apply.
See the screens, a world divided, it seems. Voices shouting, truth obscured, but in my heart I'm reassured. I won't be swayed by all the noise. I'll speak my mind, I'll raise my voice. Not here to preach or spread the news. Just sharing thoughts, my own views. It's just my opinion, not the gospel truth.
Welcome back, 55 minutes past the hour. Ash in York, Pennsylvania. Hey, Ash, you have thoughts on the vice president?
Hey, Tom, how are you today?
Great. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots changed in the last couple days.
Yeah.
I guess given the new circumstances, I don't know. From my opinion, I think that the Democratic House members and the senators and the governors need to kind of stay put and stay where they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we need to mess with that too much. I think we need to add on to those numbers. What are your thoughts about Al Gore as Kamala's VP?
I think he would have no interest in it, number one. And number two, he's got to be older than I am. You know, he's got to be in his late 70s by now.
76, from what I saw.
76,
and I don't,
yeah.
Yeah, I definitely don't think he'd want to do it.
Yeah, I met him. In fact, I introduced him here in Portland. He came and gave a speech, and we hung out for a while. And, you know, I got it that he was just a little bit older than me, but he's a good guy. He's very smart, very, very committed to climate stuff. But I just don't think that he would be, I that's a long shot, Ash.
Fair enough. No, I very much recognize that.
Do you have
that,
a plan B? Is there somebody else?
Well, I guess my 4 points still, like with Al Gore, were he technically already has experience, and legally he would be allowed to run again, from what I saw.
That's true.
He could pull climate voters from Jill Stein and that whole crowd.
Yeah, although I think that their potency has gone. I think the Green Party has been pretty much killed by Jill Stein's associations with Russia.
Fair dues. I guess the last two things that I was thinking of with it was, like, technically for everybody, or a lot of the independent voters and the like centrists and a lot of the right wing, they're so concerned about the economy. Well, I mean, everybody's concerned about the economy, but the way they prattle on about it and the way they do. Technically, when Al Gore left, the economy was in a surplus status.
Yeah.
And I also feel he deserves poetic justice for 2000. And, like,
there you go.
Yeah. I
get it. I can pretty much guarantee it won't be the case. But Al Gore is he's a good man. I have a lot of respect for him. Ash, I got to run, but thank you. Up next, Congressman Ro Khanna will be with us for the entire hour, taking your calls at a national progressive town hall meeting. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we're live from the EAA. We'll be joined by the director of EAA Communications, Dick Napinski.
And the director of the EAA Museum, Chris Henry, will stop by along with Brittany Merlot.
Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
Say you never give in to a meltdown. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. And never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.